In just about 2.5 weeks, Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. And that means just 2.5 weeks left of the Obama administration. It will be a great relief for many Trump supporters. But in the time that he's got left, President Obama has an eye on his legacy. And he's trying to prevent Donald Trump from undoing his key achievements. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us now, as he does each Monday, from New York City. Hey, Derek.
Hello there.
So President Obama sent out a New Year's tweet yesterday, Derek, and it said, "It has been the privilege of my life to serve you as your president. I look forward to standing with you as a citizen." I read that, and I think, geez, it must be really surreal for any president to say goodbye to such an office.
Yeah, this statement sounds completely normal to me, but the moment is extremely weird. The big story here to me is that President Obama had a very clear plan to cement his legacy, and that plan's name was Hillary Clinton, and she lost the election. And so this is Plan B, to use executive orders and last-minute civil service appointments to lock in as much of his agenda as possible, knowing full well that the next president, Donald Trump, is armed with a clear Republican majority in the House and Senate, with an opening to essentially obliterate the last 8 years of public policy. And more than an opening, actually, Republicans have essentially said in no uncertain terms, we are poised to undo the last 8 years.
Yeah, they're ready to do it. It's also interesting that Obama uses Twitter on New Year's Day to list through his achievements, much in the way Donald Trump might, achievements in fuel efficiency, healthcare, job growth. What else is the president looking at right now? You say Republicans are trying to cut back what he's done. What is the president most afraid of?
So think about what Obama's legacy would have been with a Hillary Clinton presidency. The Affordable Care Act, Dodd-Frank financial reform, a step towards environmental protections, as you noted. The president did more to combat income inequality than any White House, perhaps since the Johnson administration. But congressional Republicans and the president-elect have explicitly said they want to undo basically all of this. They want to repeal Obamacare. They want to repeal Dodd-Frank. They want to roll back environmental regulations. They want to cut taxes for the rich and cut spending on health care for the low income. It amounts essentially, I think, to a kind of historical erasure. We haven't seen this in a long time, an administration that wants to fundamentally and rather radically undo that which was, at least for liberals, a rather radical and successful 8 years.
Well, and look, Donald Trump won the election. So by extension, voters have made this statement as well. But what does it mean for a president to have his landmark achievement basically dismantled, so that's the plan for Republicans, so quickly after he leaves office?
Right. So here's an example of how Obama's efforts to protect his legacy could be so easily undone. There's a relatively new rule out from the Department of Health and Human Services on Planned Parenthood. It says essentially that the states cannot deny Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. Donald Trump's pick for the secretary of this department, Health and Human Services, is a man named Tom Price. Tom Price wants to undo Obamacare. He wants to cut Medicaid spending, and he wants to defund Planned Parenthood. Congress has voted along these lines several times. So what's going to happen? Well, Congress can just vote the same way they voted several times before to defund Planned Parenthood. But rather than have somebody sitting in the Oval Office waiting to veto the bill in Barack Obama, they have a president who might be prepared to sign on the dotted line. And so this is why it's interesting in a weird way that President Obama's best chance to save part of his legacy isn't going to be congressional Republicans who disagree with it sort of point for point and item for item. It might be President-elect, future President Donald Trump, who may depart with congressional Republican orthodoxy on issues like Planned Parenthood or on issues like Medicaid funding or income support for the low income. So it's going to be very interesting to see the relationship between congressional Republicans and Donald Trump and whether he essentially acts as a rubber stamp for an agenda they've been trying to build for the last 8 years.
Yeah. And as you say, Obama is just acting on his own in these last couple of weeks. He's issued sanctions against Russia for the alleged hacking of the Democratic Committee last year. Also has made some banned some drilling in the Arctic and Atlantic oceans. Let's look at some precedent for that. What is it normally like this as we get ready to transition into presidents, or is this somehow unique?
This is pretty unique. You know, Bush, President George W. Bush and Barack Obama worked together to combat the financial collapse and stave off a Great Depression. The biggest scandal when Bill Clinton left office was that he was pardoning too many people, the so-called Pardongate. What you have now is an incredibly well-organized among Republicans, an incredibly well-organized effort to undo the last 8 years. As Dave Weigel has reported in the Washington Post today, they have several arrows in their quiver, several ways to essentially undo not just laws which can be, you know, voted to be overturned, but also lots of regulations that can also be voted to be overturned. So I do think that you see, to a relatively unprecedented extent, at least in modern times, an incoming administration armed with a very clear majority in the House and Senate who are prepared to essentially, you know, erase the last decade of advancements among Democrats.
Yeah. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.